From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Four U.S. soldiers have been charged with cruelty and maltreatment in connection with the death of a 19-year-old U.S. soldier who died in Iraq shortly after arriving there. A military official says the evidence of maltreatment of Private Kiefer Wilhelm became clear during an investigation. Wilhelm died August 4th. Inmates at a Kentucky prison are being bused to other facilities today while officials assess the damage from a riot that began as a brawl and ended in a fire emergency. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
More than a dozen people were hurt in the rioting that broke out Friday at North Point Training Center, and six buildings burned, including a kitchen and medical center. The trouble began at the medium-security prison earlier this week when one group of inmates attacked two others. But spokeswoman Mendelin Cochran says a melee broke out in the facility's dorm rooms Friday evening.
The inmates started setting fires in the wastebaskets on the dormitory. At that time, the inmates were evacuated to the yard. They began breaking out windows and destroying property at that time.
Officers in riot gear rushed the prisoners with tear gas and subdued the inmates. 42 of the prisoners who are considered security risk were bussed out Saturday, and officials say more of the 1,200 inmates may be transferred as well. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Bill's winds have weakened as it churns toward the coast of Massachusetts. The storm has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but is still dangerous, according to forecasters. Lifeguard Tom Oswald works at Jones Beach in New York.
Surf is all from Hurricane Bill. I would say it's probably around 10 to 12 feet. There's rips all over the place from just the water rushing all the way up and then just rushing back out.
The hurricane is expected to pass the mainland well off New England, where the first family is planning a vacation beginning tomorrow, but it's still packing high winds and waves. Safety officials are urging extreme caution. In Jacksonville, Florida, environmental groups are celebrating the settlement of a major lawsuit against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. From member station WJCT, Nicole Back has more.
Environmental activists have for the past 20 years been fighting to stop pollution runoff into the St. Johns River. St. Johns Riverkeeper is a group that works to protect the health of the river. Neil Armanjohn heads the organization.
This court victory, this settlement, will put in effect meaningful environmental regulations that will, we hope, begin to lead to river restoration.
The EPA will monitor businesses that generate runoff pollution, such as sewage treatment plants.
The river has been coated with what we all kind of call the green monster now. It's blue-green algae. And the reason that the river has this algae and it's blooming is because there's too much nitrogen.
For NPR News, I'm Nicole Back in Jacksonville.
FBI Director Robert Mueller is lashing out at Scotland for releasing the only person ever convicted of the Pan Am flight bombing. This is NPR News. American Airlines has announced it will start charging extra baggage fees on international flights in addition to the fees already being collected from domestic flyers. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas has details.
The world's number two carrier says beginning September 14th, it'll charge $50 for the second checked bag on some international routes. American says the first checked bag will still be free. The charge applies to customers traveling between certain locations in Europe, India, and the United States, including territories like Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The European stops include Belgium, England, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Spain, and Switzerland. Fees will not apply to some of Americans' best customers, including those with first and business class tickets and top-level frequent flyer members. Active U.S. military and their dependents will also be exempt. In this recession, airlines have managed to recover some losses through extra baggage fees. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The Supreme Court in Honduras says ousted President Manuel Zelaya would face trial if he returns to his home country. The top Honduran court is giving its opinion on a plan to solve the political crisis in Honduras after Zelaya was forced out of the country in a coup. Zelaya's return under a national unity government is a key aspect of a plan that's being proposed by mediator and Costa Rican President Oscar Arias. The new U.S. ambassador to China says President Obama plans a visit to Beijing for the first time in November. The president is scheduled to attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Forum in mid-November. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.